Have you wondered why God sent his son that way?
The laws of Moses was established when a people, a stiff-necked people, I might add, was needed some sort of regiment. You know the story. They went up to the mountain and had the Ten Commandments written. And all these steps were written down to basically give this people that would become the beginning of Christianity a way to live. Instead of killing each other, instead of committing adultery, instead of bearing false witnesses, instead of doing all these things, Moses was given the Ten Commandments to share with the people. And so everything was structured around those Ten Commandments, around the laws of the Lord. So it takes a process. It takes time to heal. And so during that time of the birth of Jesus to the time he revealed himself to the rest of the world, we could believe in the laws of the Lord. We could believe that this baby Jesus was something special. And we could, in our mind, we could then begin to change and begin to have faith in Jesus. And that's the beauty of our belief. We don't cram it down anyone's throat. It's a process. You see someone out in the street that you perhaps maybe condemn or judge and saying this is a worthless piece of trash here. And then perhaps an act of kindness begins to soften their hearts, and 10 years later, that worthless piece of trash is ministering to thousands upon thousands of people through his or her testimony. So Jesus Christ came as a little bitty baby, according to the laws of the Lord, according to the laws of Moses, and he grew up into a world and began to understand that world with a softer set of eyes. That's why we say Jesus was a suffering Savior. He suffered. He paid the ultimate price. He recaptured the hearts of those that would believe and we became sons and daughters to share in the gift, the redemptive gift of eternal salvation. So as we go about our life in the Happy New Year, go about in a new year, share that, the story of Jesus. Share the story that Jesus was not a violent person. That Jesus came to us because he loved us. Because God loved us. Because Jesus was God made flesh and lived amongst us. And shared in the humanities, the good, the bad, and the ugly of humanities while he was on this earth. And he restored our connection to the Holy Father. Do you wonder why God chose this path? It's okay to wonder why. But continue to reveal the precious gift of the Savior to a world as you grow in your own faith. Go in peace. Let us pray.